Welcome back to Everything Fraser Coast. I'm Jassie Lindeberg, your host, and today I'm joined with by Paul Truscott, councillor of the Fraser Coast Regional Council.
That is correct.
Haven't introduced you for a while, so Division 8?
Three. Five off. So close.
Which is the Maryborough area?
Yes. Yep. It is a large portion of the Maryborough area, which is split across about four divisions ultimately.
Yeah, so on our podcast journey, I just share positive stories from the Fraser Coast region.
Yep.
And we've gathered a lot of new listeners along the way. Since you were here last, Paul, we're now streamed through Spotify.
Fantastic. As well as
Podbean. And, of course, people can just listen through the website or Facebook. So it's growing.
Fantastic. Congratulations to you. That's wonderful.
Oh, thank you. So, listeners who haven't been here before, what I asked Paul to come in and do is a little bit of a council roundup. So we were to start that with my horse, but I can't find my horse because I can't see. Which one is it?
I can't see any horse. There's a HA. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, that's it.
This one here.
Oh, this one.
I think.
No.
It's laughing.
That'll do.
Ha-ha. There we go. That's what most people think of the council anyway, so that's all good.
I just run by the street, you know, just roll with it here.
Absolutely.
Okay, so good stories about what's happening in the region.
Well, to kick it off though, you're probably wondering, I have a bit of extra facial hair at the moment though, which the listeners can't exactly see, but I'm currently sporting quite a serious mo for Movember, for the month of November. So all part of raising funds for men's health. For men's mental health, suicide prevention and prostate and testicular cancer, to try and raise funds for that. So I'm almost up to $500 in for the month of November so far. Sporting a bit of a handlebar moustache.
Yeah.
Fit in with the bikey crowd. And
I think it should be a mandatory.
It should be
because I can see faces when there's a bit of facial hair.
That's right. Well, there you go. That helps.
That's just a floating beard.
My wife's not too happy about it though, so she'll be happy come 1st of December when I can shave it off.
So if I want to, I would like to give you a few bucks for it. So how do I donate?
Sure. So if people want to donate, you can go through mobro.co/PaulTruscott Fraser Coast.
Oh,
and that
okay.
will take you directly to my link on there to raise funds through my Mo for the cause for Movember.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. You should try different things like Diet Pink and...
I think I randomly get a bit of ginger in there.
Actually, there's a lot of gingers in Maryborough.
There is. There's a whole ginger festival that they're trying to get going.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah. Actually, just tangenting, do you know anything about the ginger festival?
Well, they didn't win the What If competition that was going around. So I think they came pretty close but didn't win. So I think there's still been talk about trying to make something happen. So it'll be interesting to see if it does. I haven't heard anything official if it's going to, but... be interesting to see if they do.
Wouldn't it be fabulous if it piggybacked after like a ginger factory, festival, you have that and then you come up and have the real ginger festival.
That's it, yeah. That would be pretty cool.
Well, you keep us posted on that. I want to do a podcast on that when
that would be fun. There's a lady that's called herself Mary Gingerland, so she'd be a good one to talk to.
I saw her in the paper.
Yes, yeah, you would have, I'm sure.
Okay, so that's Movember.
That is Movember. So at the moment with council, we've got in preparations for the end of this year, which I can't believe we're almost at. I think with our kids, this is week 7 of school, so they've only got 4 weeks left of school, which is just incredible how fast it's gone by.
2 weeks if you're in other education.
True. So we're getting prepared for some festive times of the year, so things like in Maryborough, we're putting up our big Christmas tree in front of the City Hall, so that's happening towards the end of this month, so it'll be ready for the lights to be turned on it on the Sunday the 1st of December. So we're just having a little ceremony that evening, I think about 6:30 in front of City Hall. People can come along, there'll be some Christmas carols, there'll be Santa and Merry Christmas there, and then we'll turn the lights on for the City Hall Christmas tree.
Do you know what? I just think this is fabulous because in those couple of sentences, you said Christmas like 6 times.
Probably did, yeah.
So we are still allowed to call it a Christmas tree.
Absolutely.
And Christmas carol.
I'm a bit old school with that. I'm not going to change.
I'm so glad. Yeah, that's awesome. Okay.
And so that's, now all I can think of is the word Christmas. So, but yes, I'm looking forward to that. It'll be good fun. So, encourage people to come along to that and check it out. And then the following weekend, we're having the Christmas Carols in the Park event as well. So that's being put on by the Fraser Coast Tourism and Events Body, along with local businesses supporting it. It normally attracts a bit over 3,000 people in attendance, and it's held in Maryborough's Queen's Park. It's a beautiful event, and one that I look forward to regularly to bring the family along. It's a wonderful, wonderful time.
But this year's special for you.
Yes, I am hosting it this year. So I have hosted it sometimes in the past as well, a few times actually. I think this is probably about the fifth time I've done it. So, but it's an event that I love doing. It's just, I love the Christmas spirit. I really love getting involved in the community in that way and being there and being able to share it with so many people as well. It's something I love doing.
So I haven't been to the Christmas Carols yet, but I think I'd like to go this year.
Yeah, if you get the opportunity.
That's the 8th of December, right?
That is Sunday, the 8th of December.
So you're so community-minded and you've got a really good sense of humour. So do you dress up as an elf or a Santa Claus hosting?
Well, I'm not going to give anything away, and partly because I don't know exactly what our plans are just yet. But so I co-host it with another gentleman, and in years gone by, we have appeared in costume. One time he came out in an elf costume, and I'm 6'4", and he's bigger than me. And he came out in an elf costume, and it looked pretty hilarious. And then
reindeers. Reindeers.
I came out next, but we found that the only costume that the shop had left was Mrs. Christmas. So
that would have been hilarious.
It was hilarious for the crowd, let's say. So
oh, you wore it.
I did wear it. So, yeah, I wore it with pride. So.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I was like, hey, that's all they got. That's what I'm wearing.
Oh, so. That's, you know, I totally imagined you would dress up for the occasion.
Absolutely. Nothing's holding me back. So.
If everything else fails, a bulk supply of cotton balls stuck on you to be a snowman.
Could do that too. Yeah. Might frighten a few people though. But
so following on from Christmas leads us towards Australia Day.
Absolutely, yes, Australia Day coming up. Council is preparing, so every year we have our Australia Day awards. And forgive me, I'm just going
to
find...
Is it too early to start nominating people?
No, absolutely. We want people to start doing that, to let people know. The awards are open. And I'm sorry, I've just lost my place for where I've had all the awards. So
they usually have like a young person award and...
Here we go. Sorry, I've just found it. So, yeah, we have the Australia Day Awards. So the nominations opened on the 5th of November, so just a couple of weeks ago, and they are open until the 6th of January. So people can get in for nominations. And it is going to be held, the presentation will be held at the Brolga Theatre in Maryborough on Australia Day. So there's quite a number of categories now. So there's an adult and junior category for each one as well. So there's Citizen of the Year, Sports Person of the Year, Cultural Award of the Year, and we've also opened up some new categories for a STEM award for Science, Technology, yeah. Engineering and Maths, also a Community Project or Event of the Year, or Community Group or Organisation of the Year as
fabulous.
Well. So opens it up to quite a few more people to... get the good spirit out there for the community.
That's awesome. Yeah. Okay, well, I can put a link to that on my blog.
Yes, when we share this. That would be wonderful, just off the Fraser Coast Council website. Yeah. All the information's there if people want it.
Awesome. So what else have you got to share there, Paul?
Oh, well, actually, I missed it before when we were talking about Christmas. If people want to, if their kids want to write to Santa, they can do that through our Fraser Coast libraries as well. So that's a fun little thing they can do. If they get letters in before the 2nd of December, and then the libraries will send them to Santa for a response to the kids. So that's a nice little gesture that we have there on the side for the kids.
Yeah, that's awesome. So they've got access to the North Pole, obviously.
They do. We have
mail.
Direct access.
Direct mail.
It's part of the powers of local government.
Yeah, fabulous. No snail mail.
Direct link to the North Pole.
Okay, so what else have you got?
There's a digital workshop coming up as well next... this week, actually, so I'm not sure when this will
Thursday.
Go to air, but it is this Thursday is going to be the digital workshop, which is great.
This will go to air tonight.
Oh, tonight. Oh, wow. Okay. That's terrific. Where is it? So there's a digital workshop happening, which is for we want the local businesses particularly to be aware of and to be involved. So that's this Thursday, the 21st of November. That will be there's a session in Maryborough. from 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. or there's one in Skarnes from 5:30 till 7:30 p.m. So that's the Fraser Coast. The council has a business and investment arm that does that. So they're running that. So check through council's, again, website for that, or if you search digital marketing workshop, okay, Fraser Coast, people should be able to find that information there.
So a lot of the group members on Everything Fraser Coast are very small business and new and emerging businesses?
Yes, yes. So this sort of information is pretty handy on how to reach people online and how to use digital marketing to your advantage.
Excellent. Yeah. Okay, fabulous. I'll share a link to that too. That's awesome information.
That's all right.
And
I've been involved in a lot of schools lately as well. So with the end of year coming up, as mentioned before, so a lot of the year 12s have just finished school last week, so it's been a pleasure to attend a number of award ceremonies,
yep,
in the last few weeks, and also then the final graduating ceremonies for the year 12s as well. Wonderful, oh, to see
fabulous
the students that at that point in their life. I can remember I finished year 12 19 years ago for me now, so just to see these kids and some of them that are really sure of themselves and knowing what they want to do, where they want to go and what they want to see themselves doing from here, or what career path or where life wants to take them. Some aren't too sure, or some are still finding their feet, and you know what, that's fine too. So
yeah,
it's great to just be open to life's adventures, say yes and do the good things, and make your own path.
So through the year, do you get to go to schools and give a little bit of a talk about question and answer time about council,
yes,
or being a councillor?
Yeah, which was a part of the job that I didn't really know was part of the job, but it's something I really enjoy doing. So myself and a number of the other councillors are more so involved in that. One of the other parts that I do is I do a lot of the welcomes to international students when they come into the Fraser Coast area,
yep,
which is great. It's lovely to meet guests as they're here, and particularly students, because their families have trusted them to our region, and we're looking after these students and want to make sure they enjoy their time here on the Fraser Coast and then go home and tell their
That's
families
right.
about
well,
it.
And it's a lifetime here, so of sharing those experiences and
yeah,
that multiplier effect.
Absolutely. And we get to, one of the things that a few of us do is either go and talk to students in their school or ask students to come to the City Hall, and we take them on a tour through the City Hall. They can sit in the chamber and sit in the big chairs, and they get to ask us questions that they've thought about throughout their schooling process.
Okay.
It's wonderful. It's really
I didn't realise you actually take the tours.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, wow.
It's great. Yeah.
And how's your tree planting trying, when you set a goal of trying to get to 100,000, or you're working towards it, so how have you had any little wins along the way there?
I think the last time we spoke, we just had the National Tree Planting Day,
yes,
which was good because we planted 1,000 trees in the one day. So at the moment, we probably haven't had any big significant leaps in that regard, but we have been working towards how we're going to do more of that, and also just in the general rollout of the whole program. So we're working with a group called Cool Streets, and they are cool and they work on making the streets cool, so which is great. So to find the way to best utilise space in the streets as well. So it's not necessarily just tree plantings on the footpath area, but ways to fully utilise, and particularly in the CBD areas as well, where you've got lots of cars and just urban environment, to increase nature growth in those areas as well.
Yeah.
Which is really nice. It's great. And little things that you just wouldn't really expect or to see, and you're like, oh wow, I didn't even think that we could utilize that spot to plant a tree. Yeah, as long as it's suitable. That's my thought. It's always been, it has to be the right type of tree in the right location.
Yeah. And the last time that we caught up, but prior to the last time, you'd pushed me in the park run.
Yes,
because my legs won't take me that far.
That's all right.
And have you been going back and continuing with your family to do the park run?
Definitely. I'm a regular park run lover. And for anyone out there, you don't have to run. You can walk or be in a wheelchair. And someone will happily take you around.
Your kids can be on a scooter.
No, they can't be on scooters.
Oh, they can't be.
It is
Naughty Jussie.
Yeah, no. So
back to the van.
That's right. No, you've got to be involved. And it's great. So I'm working towards my son and I. We're working towards our 50. And at 50 you get a certificate and you can get a shirt as well, so it's pretty cool. It's a little momentum for it, but it's a great thing. You can be out there. It's just, I don't think it's so much just about the physical aspect of the fitness, but which is obviously something we want to promote in our region, is being healthy and active. But it's also, I find it's a great social exercise as well, in really getting to talk to other people that are involved, and just it's such a lovely, encouraging group of people. As you're walking along and passing each other, everyone's going, good on you, well done.
Well, yeah. I personally think you put 10 minutes onto my time just because you were talking to so many people along the way.
Probably. Yeah, probably did. Sorry about that.
I'm all good with it. I had a really good ride, so I'm not complaining.
Oh, that's good. Your chair was called Matt Damon, wasn't
it? Yes, yes, yes. Right. Yes, I like to sit on Matt Damon's lap.
Fair enough, yeah.
He's getting his nuts fixed at the moment.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
wow, personal.
He had a wobbly nut.
Okay.
That's why it had that squeak.
Yes. There you go. Well, you got to get that looked at.
Yeah. Sorry, Matt.
Well, maybe he needs help from Movember. So,
Oh, I lost my train of thought for a moment, but I've got it back.
Matt Damon distracted that.
Yes. So I love the idea that you're dressing up, possibly not letting a secret out or anything about hosting the Christmas carols.
Yep.
But so love the idea of seeing councillors dress up and get really involved. So have you dressed up for the Fraser Pop, which happens in Maryborough around March, April?
Oh, Fraser Pop is July. It's in the July school holidays.
Oh, is it July?
Yes.
Oh, I was way off with my memory there.
No, that's all right. It's a fantastic event.
I love it.
I haven't dressed up to the cosplay effect that people do, and they look terrific doing it. But I've normally just worn a shirt that's got like a Superman or a Hulk or some sort of superhero logo on it. It depends on how much time I've got getting my kids together, probably. They've been in costume. They love it. I often get to judge at the cosplay competition.
Is that a dress-up competition?
It is a full dress-up competition.
So can you see me handing you the $50 note?
Don't talk about that on air.
Because I've already got something planned for... Now you won't be able to give it to me. But anyway, we started about 2 months ago planning on
very good
what we're going, a group of us,
I like that, that's
are
terrific.
Doing there's a lot of and now we've got more time because we thought it was March.
Oh, there you go, you've definitely got more time.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic event. It's a really wonderful event, and it has grown enormously over the last few years.
Yeah
Wonderful. And it was great this year. Yeah, haven't they had the Batmobile there as well this year, which was fun.
Well, I got picked up by Captain America.
Wow.
So, nice. Yes, photo evidence to prove it.
Well, he's no Matt Damon, but he is.
They're an equal par. They're an equal par.
Actually, that Chris Evans that played Captain America, he's a pretty good looking bloke too.
That's the actor?
Yeah, the actual actor. I'm sure it wasn't Chris Evans at Fraser Pop, but...
No, I believe he was a Bundaberg policeman.
Oh, wow, well, there you go. So he's a local hero.
Yes, right. And, well... he's blonde and fair, so he was basically headless.
Take it.
But he was very good looking and very strong.
Fair enough.
Anyway, Paul, we've waffled on now a little bit. Thank you so much for bringing a little bit of positivity and a nice update, nice and light update about what's happening in council as we head towards Christmas. Have a really nice Christmas with your family.
Thank you. Well, I suppose, add on extra, as we are coming to Christmas, so... We wind down a little bit. Obviously, there's still a lot of operations from council that continue to happen, but we try to give the staff a bit of a break over the Christmas New Year bit as well.
Oh, no, they don't need a break, do they?
Well, if you ask the general public, you might get that.
Everyone rushing to council now.
That's right. So we have a wonderful time. So, and then coming into the new year, we've got the local government elections as well, which are not far away. So that's the 28th of March is the next council election.
Oh, I'd heard there's another election coming up.
Yeah, I just can't believe that'll be 4 years we'll have rolled around that fast.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was March 2016 was the last one. So it has just gone so fast.
I bet you can't imagine life without council.
Yeah, I think that's true.
I might have just put you on the spot then, but...
Yeah, I think I've gotten to a point now. I absolutely love what I do.
Yeah.
I love the role. I love working with people. I love representing our region. And if they'll have me back, I'm definitely putting my hand up again. So.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm going to just sidestep any pre-election endorsements because everybody's great.
Absolutely.
But, I wish you would have a really nice Christmas.
Thank you.
And
you
I'll
too.
Talk to you before the next election anyway.
Absolutely. But thank you very much for having me back here.
Thanks, Paul.